The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Wednesday, April 19, 2023. The National People's Power Assembly, that is Cuban Parliament, is holding the constituent session of its 10th legislature this Wednesday following provisions of the Constitution and the Electoral Law. The Cuban legislative body, when constituted for a new legislature, elects its president, vice president, secretary, and other state council members. It also elects the president and vice president of the republic and appoints the prime minister, deputy prime ministers, secretary, and other members of the council of ministers at the proposal of the Cuban president. The session by the Council of State, that is the permanent body of the assembly, opened at 9 hours local time. Vietnam's National Assembly Chairman Vuong Dinh Hue is fulfilling an intense agenda in Cuba as part of his official visit starting this Wednesday. During his stay, which will last until April 23, Dinh Hue, who is also a member of the Political Bureau of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of Vietnam, leads a large delegation of parliamentarians, ministers, and other leaders to meet with his Cuban counterpart, Esteban Lasso, and other authorities of this country. Vuong Dinh Hue arrived at Havana's Jose Marti International Airport on Tuesday, where he was greeted by Vice President of the National People's Power Assembly, Ana Maria Mari Machado, and Communist Party of Cuba's International Relations Department head, Emilio Lozada, among other officials. Vietnam's ambassador to Havana, Le Thanh Thuong, and members of the Vietnamese community in Cuba were also present at the airport. Dinh Hue's visit coincides with the opening of the 10th legislature of the Cuban National Assembly, so he will be the first foreign parliamentary chief to congratulate whoever is elected Speaker of Cuba's Parliament. This year also marks the 50th anniversary of the first visit of the historic leader of the Cuban Revolution, Fidel Castro, to Vietnam, the first head of a foreign government to visit the liberated zone of South Vietnam, and the 60th founding anniversary of the Cuban Committee of Solidarity with South Vietnam. Likewise, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov will begin, as of this Wednesday, a two-day official visit to Cuba, mainly focused on boosting political, economic, educational, and cultural cooperation. After paying visits to Brazil and Venezuela during a tour that also includes Nicaragua, Russia's major Latin American allies, Sergei Lavrov, will hold talks with his Cuban counterpart, Bruno Rodriguez. Russia is currently one of Cuba's top 10 trading partners, and both nations hold bilateral relations defined as strategic and top priority based on historic friendship ties and a political dialogue aimed at boosting cooperation in all sectors. These bilateral relations are especially relevant for Cuba's economic and social development plan through 2030 in also significant sectors for Russian companies, especially energy and industry. Spanish Congresswoman Roser Maestro denounced in Congress the effects of the United States blockade against Cuba in other countries, especially due to the Helms-Burton Act. In an interview published by Cuba Información in Spain, Maestro explained that the Helms-Burton Act, far from being reparation to U.S. companies affected by the nationalizations in Cuba in the 1960s, was approved to harm those who, from third countries, invested in Cuba. In fact, the purpose was to scare away new possible investments, she said, considering that this implies a direct damage to the Spanish economy and specifically to the tourist sector. The communist parliamentarian described the U.S. blockade against Cuba as a genocidal act and a clear violation of international law. The Italy-Cuba Friendship Association, ANAIC, reaffirmed its solidarity work initiated after its creation on April 19, 1961, the day of the Cuban people's victory against the mercenary invasion at Playa Girón, known as Bay of Pigs. The organization recalled in a statement that the first ANAI groups were created spontaneously in support of the Cuban Revolution at the time of the U.S. aggression, and today the association has 70 groups that bring together more than 4,500 members in Italy. Among its main objectives is the struggle against the illegal economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed on Cuba by the government of the United States for more than 60 years, as well as the return to Cuba of the territory illegally occupied by the U.S. in the eastern province of Guantanamo, the press release noted. In recent statements to Prensa Latina, ANAI President Marco Papacci emphasized that the oldest and largest friendship association with Cuba defends the right of the Cuban people to live in a society in which they believe. And in the international agenda, we have that Colombia President Gustavo Petro will meet with his U.S. counterpart Joe Biden on Thursday to address issues such as peace and migration. Before leaving for the U.S., Petro told reporters about his expectations for the meeting, especially on peace in his country and the entire American continent. He said that peace is measured by disease, economic stagnation, hunger, and climate crisis. Regarding the meeting with Biden, Petro stated that the U.S. government and the Colombian executive at the Americas level must lead a new agenda. Petro's visit to the United States began on Monday with his participation in the opening session of the Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues, Indigenous Peoples, Human, Global, and Territorial Health and Climate Change, Rights-Based Approach. Meanwhile, the British Minister for the Americas, David Rutley, will arrive this Wednesday in El Salvador so as to promote bilateral cooperation, according to an official report. Rutley will meet with officials, politicians, businessmen, and will also visit an environmental area that will receive British cooperation, which is part of the El Trifinio Biosphere Reserve Project, in which Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador are parts. During his stay, he will hold meetings with senior representatives of the government of El Salvador, politicians from various parties, civil society organizations, journalists, and business leaders, as well as with the General Secretary of the Central American Integration System, Werner Vargas. Rutley will visit Monte Cristo National Park in El Trifinio Biosphere Reserve, where the UK Biodiverse Landscapes Fund will soon begin a 7-year program to support sustainable development and strengthen biodiversity, which will also take the senior official to visit Guatemala and Honduras during his tour. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.